Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education. Will the Administrative Assistant please call the roll for us?
Mr. Chairman?
I'm here.
Senator Simmons?
Here.
Senator Bradley? Senator Clemens?
Here.
Senator Farmer?
Here.
Senator Lee? Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much, Senators. I apologize for running behind a little bit. It's been a busy day for all of us. Let's get right into tab one, SB 256 on Florida Center for the Partnerships for Arts and Integrated Teaching by Senator Stube. Senator Stube, you recognize, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Very simple bill, just repeals the sunset clause and allows the Florida Center for Partnership for Arts and Integrated Teaching to continue.
Members, do we have any questions of the sponsor? Question of the sponsor. We have no amendments. We have an appearance form. We do have one. Casey Welch, Government Relations, USF, waves in support. Okay, we're back on the bill. Is there any debate among the senators? Senator Stube, you recognize close. Wave close. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Senator Bradley? Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and by your vote, members, SB 256 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That's how to get a bill in and out of committee right there. So, okay, members, we don't have a whole lot more to do today. I did want to reiterate that before we hand out the chair's proposed cuts, that make sure you're filling out the required form for each project you are requesting funding for in the 2017-2018 budget. As you know, we adopted a joint rule yesterday on the floor when we convened session. And so just make sure you're doing that. Our staff is here to assist in any way necessary, Mr. Elwell or Ms. Smith. Also make sure the forms are filled out completely, not missing key pieces of information, which, for example, would be the Senate sponsor's name. So any questions on the forms going forward? Okay, at this point, I'm going to ask of Mr. Elwell to pass out the initial proposed budget reductions for fiscal year 2017-2018. These are our proposed budget reductions. We're not going to go over the plan line by line at this meeting, but as President Negron and Chair Latvala challenge each subcommittee to identify potential base budget reductions, this is an initial list. It is a starting point. I look forward to feedback from each and every one of you, and those of you who have served on these budget committees with me in the past know that that's a sincere and meaningful offer, and we will work together, but take your time, digest them, and we'll go from there. Are there any questions about that procedure? Yes, Chairman Bradley.
Could you just describe, could staff describe number six just a little more, just so I can understand it?
Number six. Let me see that. Yes, number six, that's a suspension of the Florida College Performance Funding. This is not a cut to the base. It's a suspension of the funding. And again, if there are any other questions as we go forward, we can certainly do that. So, members, there's where we are, and if there's not further business to come before the committee, Vice Chair Simmons moves, we rise. Adjourn.